This morning we begin a new series entitled Firm Foundation. This morning we're looking at faith. And this morning's reading is from Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. And these are the words of Jesus. Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had a foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." May the Lord bless his word to hearts and minds this morning. Well, as I said, we're beginning this new series entitled Firm Foundation, and we're looking at faith this morning. And first, I want to get started with something a little humorous. I heard about this pastor who was greeting people after the worship service, and this elderly woman came up to him and spoke to the pastor and said she'd only been in church for a few months. And she said, "Listen, I'm deaf and I can't hear a word you say, but I still come to get my plate full." And the pastor, trying to console her, said, "Well, maybe you haven't missed that much." And she said, "Yes, that's what everybody tells me." So hopefully that's not the case. I know everybody likes one on the pastor, right? As I said, we're looking at a firm foundation this morning and beginning a series, so I hope it's something important to you. You know, some years ago, I was taking a group of Purdue students on a spring break missions trip, and we were going to work with Habitat for Humanity, and we were all excited about the first day as we came to the job site, and we were dreaming of putting up the walls. I always love framing a house because you get to see it go from just a flat slab of concrete to the walls come up. And some of the other students, they wanted to do some roofing. They love to roof, and still other students love to paint. But when we got to the job site, all we saw was a trench partially dug in the ground. And we were told that our job was to dig the trench for the foundation and pour the foundation. Well, as I looked around at all the students, their face, like mine, all of a sudden was really downcast, because that was not the exciting job that we were dreaming about. But as we were clearly a little disappointed, the job site manager looked at us and said, "Listen, the foundation isn't all that exciting, but it's the most important part of the house. If this foundation isn't deep, if it isn't level, and if the concrete isn't laid right, then everything else that's built on top of it is for naught. It won't withstand all the storms of life." And so we did our best to dig those trenches a little bit deeper. We poured the concrete. We did get a chance to lay the foundation itself and then to begin the wall, build the walls of the house, and we saw that come together. But we had a kind of a new appreciation for what it meant to have a foundation that was secure and firm. And, you know, you don't see the foundation, but it is, in fact, the most important part of the house. And so we begin to think about the foundation of our church and the foundation of our lives. In 1957, this church laid the foundation for this building. Two churches came together, St. John's in Salem, and they decided to name the new church, a new location, Emmanuel United Church of Christ. Emmanuel meaning God with us, a great name for a church. And so last year, we celebrated the 60th anniversary of the laying of the cornerstone and foundation of this church. A year later, that church opened its doors in 1958, and so this fall we're celebrating the 60th anniversary of the first worship service of this church. And of course, it dates back much longer than with the history of St. John's, the history of Salem, of course, the history of all the denominations, all the way back to Jesus Christ and the first church with the disciples. But our church had to lay a foundation that has lasted to this day. But more importantly, the people, the family of faith, needed to lay a foundation. I don't know the storms that you're going through in life, but let me ask you something. What is the foundation of your faith? What is the foundation of your life? I hope it's a foundation that's built on Jesus Christ. I don't know if you've been following at all the Hurricane Florence in the news. And if you're like me, I kind of watch those storms and see them come. And I have some friends and some family in the Carolinas, but you may have seen some of the stories. And sometimes when you're visiting the Carolinas or other beach areas, you see these beautiful homes built on the sands. And you think, you know, these people can just walk out their back door, and there's the ocean, and there's the beach. And you think, wow, Wouldn't it be great to have a home on the beach? And then you turn on the TV on a time like that, and you see these homes that have just been washed into the sea, and the foundations have been sort of taken out from under them, and you can just see the heartbreaking devastation. And it reminds me again the importance of a foundation that's firm and selecting a foundation. Jesus was no stranger to storms. He spent most of his life in and around and even on the Sea of Galilee. And so Jesus was talking to a group of people this morning in this reading, and he warns them about having a foundation that is the proper foundation placed into life. And the story again is this. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. And yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like the foolish person who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." Jesus wanted us to know how important a foundation was for our lives and for our church. And you know, when you think about it, last year, just a little later than this, in November, we celebrated the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And the Reformation marked Luther's willingness to stand for what he believed was the right foundation for the church. He posted the 99 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg, and he was there to defiantly stand and say, "The church has no foundation but faith in Jesus Christ." And he used one of the verses that's on the cornerstone of the new edition of our church out there. And I want to just read it again, if you haven't noticed that verse. And you can sort of put it in your mind for a moment. Do you know what verse is out there? Okay. So it's Ephesians 2:20. It says this, "Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone." You know, the cornerstone is incredibly important. In ancient times, that lined up the foundation vertically and horizontally. And it reminds us that Christ is the foundation of our life, lining up the foundation and all the rest that's built on top of it. It lines us up vertically with our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Christ offers us forgiveness and grace and love. It also is the foundation vertically aligning us so that we have reconciliation, forgiveness, and right relationship with each other. And so we as the Church of Jesus Christ, as we begin to think about our foundations again, as we think about the 61 years ago, the foundation of this church being laid, and then 60 years ago, the first service, as we opened its doors, we need to think about and recall that the most important thing, the most important part of our foundation for our church is faith in Jesus Christ. But it doesn't end there. It's not just about the foundation of the church and the church family. It's also about the foundation of our lives. And you and I will go through some storms in life. Storms are part of what it is to go through life. And sometimes the storms are financial difficulties. Sometimes the storms are relationship difficulties. Sometimes the storm is the news about an illness that we've just found out about. And sometimes the news is news of the loss of a loved one. And all those storms of life just can beat us and batter us as winds and waves do on the homes on the shoreline. But Jesus wants us to secure our life with a firm foundation in him. And if we do that, if our faith is secure in Christ, then storms will come, but our faith and our lives will be secure. And if you think about that, with a secure foundation, it helps us weather the storms of life. Maybe it's an illness, maybe it's a relationship difficulty or loss of a loved one or just the ups and downs of all of life. But it also can help us fulfill our destiny. You know, God has a plan and purpose for each of our lives. God has given us the gift of life, and God has given us gifts and talents, and God wants us to fulfill that. And sometimes we do face adversity and challenge, but Jesus likened faith. He said, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." You and I face some challenge and adversity in life, but if we have faith, then we can fulfill our destiny. And it's important not only to say that we need to have faith in God, but it's also important to be reminded that God has faith in us. God has planned a purpose for our life. God has entrusted us with gifts and talents. And if we believe in God, you and God can do incredible things. And so God has faith in you as well. And faith is also something we need to share with each other. You know, as we go through storms in life, we realize that other people around us every day are going through many of the same storms. They face illness, loss of loved ones, they face financial difficulties, maybe the loss of a job. And you and I should share our faith in Christ with them, because they too are searching for a secure foundation to build their lives on. I'm reminded of the story of Edward Mode, and he grew up in the 1700s and 18th century, and he grew up in a family that didn't have faith. And he, in his own words, said he used to run the streets on Sunday and do all kinds of things. But then one day he became the apprentice to a cabinet maker. And that cabinet maker took him under his wing. He was a person with a firm faith in Christ. And one day there was a revival service in town. And he invited young Edward Mote to that revival service. And Edward Mote later wrote that that evening his life was completely changed as he heard that revival preacher speak, and he gave his life to Christ. At age of 55, after being a Christian for a long time, he had become a well-known cabinet maker. He built a church in his hometown, and people were so thankful when he had built that church. They asked him what he would like and could they pay him for it, and he said, "No, please don't give me anything. Just allow me to be the pastor of this church." And so they agreed to that, and for the next 21 years, he was the pastor of that church. And he went on to say this. He said, "The truths I've been preaching, I'm now living, and they will be the ones that I die upon." He was particularly fond of that scripture verse that Amanda read earlier from 1 Corinthians 3:1. It says this, "No other foundation can man lay than that that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." He went on to write one of the most famous and popular hymns of all time, entitled "The Solid Rock," and I'd like to read some of the lyrics from it this morning. He wrote this, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." You know, we never know the impact that sharing our faith has on the life of another. In that case, an apprentice put his arm around him and changed his life forever by sharing his faith. He went on to share his faith with hundreds of people, and that hymn has touched really thousands and thousands of people around the world. You and I should share our faith with others. And then finally, faith in Christ is something we want to pass on from generation to generation. I love the psalm that we use as the call to worship this morning about passing our faith to the next generation, even the generation after that. And if we do that, then God is faithful. And I'm reminded, as I always see the kids in different programs around here, that Jesus once likened our faith to like a grain of mustard seed. And he said sometimes that's the smallest seed in the garden, but when it's planted and it grows, then its trunk grows. It becomes one of the largest trees in the garden, and birds make their nest in it. And you and I, as we plant the seeds of faith in the next generation and even our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, those seeds sometimes aren't visible. But over time, if those seed is nurtured, that faith grows stronger and stronger, and it becomes the strong faith of time. This morning, we're privileged to have a baptism. We're so delighted that Ashley and Michael's family are here. We're going to baptize Elizabeth Rose. And one of the nice things about this is that Ashley's baptism was September 29th, 1985, one day from 33 years to date, and little Elizabeth Rose is actually wearing the baptismal gown that Ashley wore 30 years ago. And so it's kind of one of those special moments. And last week we had a baptism with three different generations involved as well. And as we do that and celebrate it, not just for the family, but for the church family, we're reminded as a church family that one of the things that should be a priority in our life is passing the flame of faith from one generation to the next generation. And when we do that, we secure a foundation that's secure in their life for this generation and generations to come. And so I challenge us as a church and as family of faith and as individuals to secure our foundation, a foundation that is only found in Jesus Christ. And when we do that, then we are like the wise builder that builds on the rock rather than on the sand. I want to close with this true story. There's a famous lighthouse in Cornwall, England, called the Eddystone Lighthouse. It's off the coast there, and it was originally in one of the most difficult, stormy places, and it was an important place for navigation for the ships to come in. The first architect of that was known as Win Stanley, and he was a very pompous architect, very proud of his work. And when he built that lighthouse on that rock, he put all kinds of inscriptions on that lighthouse, glorifying his work. And then he used to climb in the worst storms to the very top of that lighthouse, and he used to shout out at the winds and the waves, and he would shout out, "Blow, O winds, rise, O ocean, break forth the elements, and try my work." One day a storm came along and swept away the lighthouse and him. The second lighthouse was built there, and it was built by the name of a man called Rudyard. He was the architect. He built it of wood and stone, and it lasted for a time too. And he himself was in the top of the lighthouse one day, and it caught fire and then burned and was swept away by the waves. A third architect was called upon, and his name was Smeaton. And he did things completely differently. In fact, he actually secured the foundation of that lighthouse to the rock itself. It was a bit of an engineering feat. He didn't put a lot of sayings on the side, but he did put on the lower portion of the lighthouse these words from Scripture: "Except the Lord build the house, they that build it labor in vain." And then at the very top in the lantern, he put the words "Laos Deos," which means light of God. And to this very day, that lighthouse stands. And it reminds us that if we build secure on the only rock that's a secure foundation, which is faith in Christ, then our lives will withstand the storms of life as a church and as individuals. So I challenge us to have a firm foundation in Christ. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, sometimes we do face some storms. The winds and waves of adversity and challenge sometimes test our lives and try our faith. But we know that if our life is built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then we can withstand all the storms that may come our way. And so this day and the days and weeks ahead, help us to renew the foundation of our faith in Christ Jesus. Help us to share the faith that we have and realize that that faith empowers us to do great things for you as individuals and as a family of faith. And it's a faith that we should share with others. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.